Happy Sunday morning. This is Mitzi Neely with Peacefully Imperfect. What is so hard about doing the right thing? What is so difficult about making the right decisions, being accountable for your actions, and owning whatever the situation or issue is when there's a problem? I can't say for sure, but it may be that more and more people are feeling a sense of entitlement or believe they are above the law or the rules. It may be about an I can do anything I want attitude creeping in. We seem to have forgotten about valuing and honoring others before ourselves. As a kid, I can remember my parents making sure we towed the line. If we did something wrong or violated a rule, there were consequences. They were very clear that we were to be respectful, be good representatives of our family, be honest, and honor God. Teaching us to make good choices and standing by them was also a direct reflection of our character and integrity. The same goes for us as Christians when we commit our lives to Christ. We are accountable to God, and when we slip up or mess up, and we will, there will be consequences. James 4:17 tells us, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." While he is a loving God who loves his children unconditionally, a parent who loves their children disciplines their children. God's Word tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:23 and 24 that we have the right to do anything, but not everything is beneficial or constructive, and we should never seek our own good ahead of others. So when we have those moments of the I can do anything I want attitude, we can hope that they will be brief and short-lived. That kind of attitude does not bring honor to ourselves or to our Heavenly Father. My parents also taught me to never be selfish or think I was entitled to anything. My better half would tell me that I'm not more deserving than the next person and that I had better get a handle on my faulty thinking. Making appropriate choices speaks volumes. Thankfully, I know what it takes to make a right decision. So when I face a situation where I feel just a tiny bit entitled, or when a selfish desire crosses my mind instead of doing the right thing that would honor God and my family, I am reminded of the following. 1. Does what I'm doing help my witness for Christ? 2. Is it best and the most beneficial course of action? 3. Am I honoring those around me? 4. Am I thinking only of myself? 5. Am I acting lovingly or selfishly? And 6. Have I weighed knowledge against desire? I have shortcomings for sure, and I'm not always proud when my weaknesses shine through, but my upbringing in His Word and my commitment to be more like Him reminds me of who I am and who I belong to. We all have moments that we are less than our best. The part I'm extremely grateful and thankful for is I'm forgiven. Blessings and hugs to you, and I'll be praying for you this week.